children have any feathers on them when they're born, or not adequate amount of feathers, and they actually can freeze to death. So it's important that they stick close with the mothers. That's why they need this team of father and mother to keep everything going. And when a mother sits on the eggs, just for your information, it's not a pshat, she just sits on the eggs and just sits on them until the chicks are born, hatched. They rotate the eggs when they sit on the eggs. They turn them around. And if they don't do that, it won't live. The embryo will not live. So they have to keep on rotating them, I guess, so the blood will flow through them better. The blood shouldn't pool in one place. And even before they are, they have to keep moving them around. Not every minute, but like every hour they rotate them. So now the question is there mitzvah to do shloach hakan? If you don't want the eggs or the chicks, there's no chiv on you to do shloach hakan. However, even though there's no chiv, if you want to be zeich in this mitzvah, and this is a special mitzvah, because the Torah says that there's a schar v'arichas yamim, there's only two mitzvahs. The Torah says l'anya richa nimecha, and one of them is kibbutz avayim, and the other one is shloach hakan. So it's a special schus. So if you do chase away the mother, and you can chase away the mother just by clapping your hands so that it'll get frightened and run away, you have to take the eggs and pick them up, make a kinyan in them, and you can put them back in the nest if you want. Or the chicks, once they're born, you also do the same thing, pick them up and be mechavan to be kind and then put them back. Now, someone else wants to be kind, Mr. Shloach Hakan, you'll have to be mafka them because they're yours. Now, it's a special zgula for people who don't have children. If they do the mitzvah Shloach Hakan, it's a zchus to have children. As it says in the pasuk, Shaleach teshach ha'saim v'esabonim tikach lach. And you'll be able to have children for yourself if you understand the mitzvah. What should you do if the mother bird won't fly away? Well, it doesn't have to fly away. You just pick up the mother and send it away. But it's not always so easy, especially by geese. Now, if you have find a goose nest and you try to get near the eggs, or certainly if they're already hatched, the mother will fly at you, and it's very dangerous and scary. So it's not one of those mitzvahs which is Yehoreg Bal Yavar, so the kind of Shloach Hakan. But about 20 years ago, I had an interesting call. That's where the son was on a canoe with his wife, and there was some place on a lake somewhere, and there was a island in the middle of this lake, and there was a nest that geese had made, and there was a mother sitting on the eggs. So this person called me from his cell phone. The cell phone just came out then. And he called my cell phone and says, "How am I kind of Mr. Shloach Hakan over here?" So that was the first time I got a call like that from a cell phone. There were no cell phones before. Okay, so I told me we better watch out because the canoe might overturn if they dive straight at him. It's pretty dangerous with the geese. They can fly, and they get very. They get very sensitive about their young, and they get really wild.
Are you in kind of mitzvah if you shoot the geese?
If what?
You shoot the geese when it's still on the, you kill it.
I don't think so. Because once you shoot it, there's not considered the mother sitting on the eggs anymore. So then you mevatel the mitzvah.
You know, there's a few seconds when it continues to...
Pardon?
There's a few seconds after you shoot it, it continues... Every bird is like that. It continues to jump around.
Okay, it depends where you shoot it. But it doesn't matter. If you could do it... Can you do what?
If you get it off the nest and then you shoot it.
You could do that. Once it's off the nest and you shoot it, so then you took it off. But if you shoot it, you better take good aim. technically speaking, during the time we're still alive, you can be kind of, you can be kind of
it.
That's okay. Yikar means prat lemzuman. That's all the word means. Is there a din of prika and tina on a car? And the din of prika and tina is... by an animal that you help unload it if it's too, if the weight is too big for the animal, or put it, or loading it, helping to distribute the weight in such a way the animal could be able to carry it. So a car, if it's, I mean, it's, you know, the back of the car is down on the ground because too much weight on the back, and you want to put some in the seat. It's not the mitzvah prika te'ina, but the prika and te'ina really has to do, number one, with tzar ba'al chayim, and number two, with helping the, and more so helping the person who is in this trouble. So that, the chesed you're doing by helping take care of the car, should be able to take the weight, is, chesed is, you're helping him do it. But Mr. Prigogine doesn't apply. Is there a preference to buy from a yid over a guy? Everything else being equal, yes, that you should buy from a yid over a guy. If he's a shama mitzvah. If he's not a shama mitzvah, I don't think there's any preference to buy from a yid over a guy. And what if the guy store is closer, cheaper, and has better quality? So I said it's only if everything is equal.
Is
it really fascist to do anything? If he's a Michal Shabbos?
No, he's but the guy store is closer, cheaper,
or whatever. Okay, so I'm getting to that. What if the guy store is closer, cheaper, and has better quality? So minadin, the only time that you are allowed to go to the guy's store, over the yid's store, is if it's closer, cheaper, or better quality. It's only if it's a thing which people are makbid on. Let's say you want to buy an undershirt. So some undershirts come with a tag in the back, which is sewn in, which it says the size, which it maybe has washing instructions and everything else like that. And some don't come with a tag in the back. It's just stamped in on the shirt. Okay, so you may prefer the one that doesn't have a tag on it, because the tag sometimes scratches you, irritates you, or whatever. Or maybe you do prefer the one with the tag in the back. I don't know. But it doesn't matter. So the yid has one type and the guy has the other type. So if this is a thing which people have mapped it on, it makes a difference to them. You are allowed to go to the one which you feel more comfortable with and buy it, even if it's the guy's. But if it's a thing which people are not marking on, most people don't care, then you should buy from the yid over the guy. Same thing is true if it's cheaper. How much is it cheaper? So if one person charges $10 and one charges $9.99, You know, most people not makbid on a penny. And even if it's 10 cents, maybe it's a quarter.